At their March 11th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education and Innovation Zone Grant Administrator Laura Young celebrated the improvements at the county schools because of the Innovation Zone grant. As a result of 6 years and $600,000 in Innovation Zone funding of dropout prevention and wellness programs, the county schools have seen many positive changes. The first 3 years of the grant focused on dropout prevention and created programs at Pocahontas County High School to help students stay in school and receive a degree or GED, increasing the graduation rate each year for the past 6 years. Options Pathway teacher Emily McLaughlin explained that students respond well to the Option Pathway program, which helped many of them complete high school. Many of the students who graduated through Options Pathway had been on the path of dropping out. The next 3 years of the grant focused on improving the health and wellness of the students. Grant money was used to change school menus to provide healthier and fresher meals and also to implement after-school clubs and activities. Young said that Gene Schrodes helped develop many of the grant's programs, including starting dozens of after-school activity clubs for students such as the Radio Club, Bicycling Club, Quilting, Equine Therapy, and Kayaking. Strodes has received national awards and recognition for her work. She was also named the 2018 Volunteer of the Year by the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition. Now the Innovation Zone grant has ended, but the Board of Education has hired Young as a grant writer, and she is currently working on obtaining a 21st century grant to help continue programs which began with the Innovation Zone. The board thanked everyone involved in the Innovation Zone programs. In his superintendent's report, Mr. Beam said that Marlinton Middle School has received $1,500 in grant funds from the Education Alliance to engage 7th grade students in free college visits. Beam also reported that they are applying to the School Building Authority for a Major Improvement Project grant, abbreviated as MIP, to replace the roof at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, which had not been approved for the current MIP project at that school. Student Representative Jared Liptrap reported that the National Honor Society continues to visit the elementary schools to work with students and teachers in the classroom. He added that spring sports are in full swing. The board also approved the following items: the 2019-2020 school calendar, and to apply for permission to use re-imaging time non-traditional instruction days, policy BCBM, which deals with Board of Education meetings, 2 field trips to Massanutten Indoor Water Park in McGaheysville, Virginia, 1 on May 17th for the Greenbank Elementary Middle School students, and 1 for the Marlinton Middle School students on May 20th. Jesse Sharp and Ronnie Gordon were approved as 4th and 5th grade volunteer basketball coaches at Marlinton Elementary School. Kelly Andrews Mack was approved as a parent community volunteer. Education leave was approved for the children of Samantha Hefner from March 21st through April 4th. Patrick D. Gibson, Justin Kerr, and Crystal Kerr were approved to transport 8 to 12 students by private vehicle to the Skills USA competition in Bridgeport, West Virginia, on March 21st through March 23rd. And a personnel agenda which can be found with this story on our website. Finally, we would like to thank Suzanne Stewart of the Pocahontas County Times for her help in compiling this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.